Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, wonderful songwriter and performer. Bob Beland is my very special guest. And his latest album is Welcome. And I believe it's his seventh release, but I'll let him confirm that. First of all, Bob, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be on.
Yeah, that's going to get confusing when people bring you on because that's the name of the album. It's terrific. I've been listening to it. It's just way to go on it. But all the music that you've put out over the years is just is a cut above. And congratulations on the new release.
Thanks, Frank. That's very kind of you to say. I appreciate it.
Let's do a little bit of your history, and let's go back to the beginning. Were you born and raised in L.A.?
No, I was born in Chicago. I was raised in Chicago in a little town southwest of Chicago called Hometown. So my hometown is Hometown, Illinois.
When did music come into play? What was the first thing that hit you that made you decide, hey, I can do this. I want to do this.
Well, radio had a big influence on me growing up in Chicago. I wasn't playing any music. I was playing hockey as a kid. But I listened to a lot of AM radio. And my older brother was in a band, a pretty happening band in Chicago. And so I started hearing a lot of rock and roll music through my brother's crowd. I didn't start playing music till I moved out to California. And that would be 1967. Then I started learning instruments, drums and guitar, and that kind of stuff. So I guess I didn't start playing music until 1967.
So I'm sure you were more interested in Stan Mikita than some of the music that was out. Yeah, one of the great players, right? A Chicago Blackhawk. Were you a Blackhawk fan?
Absolutely. I have a jersey in my closet.
Who's on the back? What does it say on the back?
It says Beland on the back. It was given to me by a dear family in Chicago that gave me that as a present. I met Bobby Hall and Stan as a kid.
Wow. No kidding.
My dad used to deliver the mail. He had a part-time job delivering the mail at Chicago Blackhawk Stadium. And he took me there one day, took me out of school and took me there. And it was like meeting the Beatles for me.
Right. You know, a big deal.
Because Bobby was left-handed like I am. And so that was a really big deal for me. But Stan was there, too. And I learned about the whole curving the stick thing and everything. It was a really big thrill. Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta believe. So you get out to L.A. And once again, how old are you when you get to L.A.?
I think I'm 13.
13 years
13.
Old. And yeah. What is it that hit you there about music that made you turn this into your career?
Oh, okay. Well, again, a lot of it had to do with my older brother, who continued playing music when we moved out here and really flourished. I just started playing drums in school as something to do because I couldn't play hockey anymore. I moved out here and there is no ice, so
you don't even think of that. Yeah, I mean that's a big deal. I mean, you're a hockey fan, and then all of a sudden they take you away from it. What was the reason to move out here? Was it work? Your father's work?
Yeah, my dad got a new job, and so he had to move from Chicago to L.A. And then that job required him to move around a lot. So I went to a different school every year. I went to four different high schools, and so I moved around a lot. And so music was really, really important to me moving around because I instantly made friends in band class. And so that really carried me through my school years. I ended up in Napa, California, and I had a band up there, and we played up in the Bay Area a lot, just a high school band. But we were in the musicians union, so we got to open up for a lot of the big bands in the Bay Area. I played with Tower Power and Sons of Chapman, Big Brother and the Holding Company, Stone Ground.
Yeah, it's nice. Wow.
It was really fun. But I wanted to come back to L.A., so I did in 73 for keeps.
Bob Beland is the voice that you're hearing if you're just joining us a little late or just turning on your radio a little late. Bob Beland is a wonderful songwriter based out of L.A., and I believe it's his seventh release. Welcome is the name of the album, and it's dynamite. Everyone's got to buy it. Everywhere you get good records, and Amazon, a Spotify, anywhere, but Welcome is the name of the album. Bob Beland is our very special guest. How long did your brother continue on with music, Bob?
Well, he continues on to this day. He had quite a stellar career. He played with a lot of very, very big people. When I moved back down to L.A., he was playing with Linda Ronstadt and Arlo Guthrie. When I lived in the Bay Area, he was playing with Rick Nelson, and I got to meet Rick Nelson, which was a big thrill because my brother and I grew up watching Rick. So, for my brother to be playing with Rick was a giant thrill. And then I got to meet him, which was really a big thrill. And he was the nicest guy on planet Earth. He was the most down-to-earth guy, real, real friendly. And my brother's had a huge career working with a lot of big people, Dolly Parton, Kris Kristofferson. And then he moved into fronting the Flying Burrito Brothers, I think, in the 80s. You'll have to ask him, you know.
Yeah.
I'm subbing for his career right now, but you'll have to Google him. His name is John Beland. Google his name. There's a ton of stuff out there on him. But that's what he did after a lot of road work. He fronted the Flying Burrito Brothers for about a decade, and now he's kind of semi-retired. He still does production work. He's making a record with Nancy Northrup from Napa, California.
It's terrific. And, well, you got a lot of skill in your family. Your folks, were they supportive of this? It's kind of scary around that time period. You know, you got the hippie generation in full bloom, and all of a sudden their boys are doing music and getting into music full time. Was it hard for your parents to swallow that, or was it something they embraced?
You know, it was something they embraced. I think they were a little relieved that we were busy doing something, because we come from a big family of six, five brothers and a sister. And because my dad moved around a lot on the job, it was really tough raising a family that big. So I think they were kind of relieved that my brother and I were just not in jail and we were out doing something productive. They really, you know, I have to say something. They loved watching my brother's career flourish. I mean, he involved them a lot. He introduced them to all the people he worked with. Linda was particularly nice to my family. My parents really liked her a lot. So they were very supportive. They were very supportive to me. They passed away in my 20s, so they've been gone a long time. I miss them a lot, and I'm sure they would still be supportive to this day. They were dancers when they were young, and they wanted to become professional, but their parents caught up with them and took them back home. So they were like artists at heart, you know. So I think they kind of vicariously lived through my brother a lot, maybe a little through me. They didn't get much of a chance to me because they passed away, but they were super proud of my brother. Yeah,
look, and they should be of you too. I mean, seven albums. Welcome sounds terrific. Give us a rundown of Welcome.
Well, Welcome is kind of split in two. Part of it is the first part of it is more rock oriented, and the second part is more acoustic. A fellow that worked with me on the record, a fellow bandmate from a band called The Furies, Greg Embry, helped me kind of define the record a bit and split it in two. So the first part of the record is more kind of upbeat and rock oriented, and then the second part is a little more laid back. It opens up with an instrumental track that Kevin Godley from the band 10cc co-wrote. He co-wrote a song over that. He contacted me and was looking for some instrumental tracks. Actually, it was Billy James from Glass Onion PR who handles his PR as well as mine. He connected me with Kevin because he's working on a solo record, and he was looking for some instrumental tracks. So I sent him that one, and he really liked it a lot, and he wrote this great song over it. it's satirical view of Trump and gun culture. So it's pretty wicked, but it's hysterically funny. It's like a 10cc record, you know. His singing is incredible. He's an awesome singer. So that's going to be on his record coming out. I think it's going to be coming out at the end of the year, called Muscle Memory. But he said it was okay for me to put out the instrumental. So my instrumental is called Rocky Up, and that starts the record. Terrific. Everything else is song oriented.
Well, listen, everything I've heard is just fantastic, and I want to congratulate you on really a wonderful career. You're very modest. Your brother's had a nice career, but the 7 solo albums, a lot of great music on there, and you're still going strong. And by the way, Billy, very talented PR guy too.
He's good
putting people together. But Bob Beland has been our very special guest. Bob, give us a social media site. Give us a website where people could follow along with your career, and tell us where we could buy Welcome.
Okay, yeah, I keep it kind of simple. I don't have like my own website, or I don't have a wiki page yet. So if you want to get a hold of me, just find me on Facebook, Bob Beland at Facebook. All my stuff's at SoundCloud. You can check it out at SoundCloud too. If you want to purchase it, I'm everywhere. All my records are at Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, Pandora, Google Play, all of them. So it should be pretty easy to find them. Just put the name in and you'll find them. It's great to have everything out there. Actually, I'm working on trying to get my first EP out. Because out of the blue, less than a month ago, a DJ from K-Rock, Freddie Snakeskin, contacted me and asked me if I was the guy who did the song called Stealing Cars. Hmm. And that was my first single back in 1980.
Wow. Very nice.
I said, yeah, that was me. So he still has a show on the web, K-Rock HD2, and he's playing it. So
that's terrific.
I got to hear it last Saturday, and my kids got to hear me on the radio, which is pretty cool. And I have to admit, it sounded really good. I was really happy with it. So I think I'm going to go back to the publishers and ask them to see if I can kind of put out a limited run of that vinyl release. So that will put it up to 8.
Why wouldn't you? You want to get it all out there. But listen, it's good stuff. If it wasn't good stuff, you would be hiding it. You don't want to hide talented, talent-ridden songs. And that's what we have here with Welcome. But everyone, buy Welcome. Bob Beland has been our very special guest. And thrilled to have you, Bob. And congratulations on everything, all the success, all the great music. And thank you very much for being here.
Thanks, Frank. I appreciate it. It was great talking with you.
Great talking to you, and hopefully we can get a follow-up one day. But Bob Beland has been our very special guest. The name of the album, and it's great, is Welcome, and you got to check it out. Buy it. Don't illegally download it. Buy the damn thing. Bob Beland and his new album is Welcome. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.